Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
And this morning we have Bimbadeen Heights Primary School with Adam, Sophie and Julian. Take it away.
Hi, my name is Adam.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Julian. We're Year 5 students from Bimbadeen Heights Primary School in Moorabbin, and we're going to be hosting your Yarra Valley radio show for the next half an hour. First, we'd like to tell a bit about ourselves.
I'm Adam. I like to play guitar, play tennis and ride my bike. I have one sister called Hayley and a dog called Hope.
Hi, I'm Sophie and I love animals. I have two dogs called Halo and Layla and a cat called Archie, and I love swimming.
Hello, I'm Julian. I also like to play guitar, play basketball, and hang out with my friends. I love having challenges, parties, and playing with my dog, Pip. I have a basketball hoop, and I always use it.
At Bimbadeen Heights Primary School, we have three foundation, also known as prep classes, 5 year 1-2 classes, 5 year 3-4 classes, 3 year 5 classes, and 3 year 6 classes. All of the classes have teachers who are very nice. We also have lots of other teachers and classroom helpers, including specialist teachers.
Each week we have four specialist lessons. In Art with Miss Laird, we are sketching a portrait of ourselves in the style of the famous graffiti artist Banksy. In PE with Miss Shi, we are practicing our gymnastic skills. In Chinese with Miss Cherry, we are doing Chinese writing called calligraphy. In music with Miss Burt, we are making music with recorders to match a page in a book.
We also have a library session with our own class teacher each week. We enjoy browsing the different genres of books in the library each week. Some students took part of the Victorian Premier's Reading Challenge this year. You have to read 15 books from a large selection of books for your year level. When you finish the reading challenge, each student receives a certificate from the Premier.
There are also many other activities we can take part in at Bimbadeen. There are many sporting activities such as running club, where students can come to school at 8:30 a.m. on a certain day and join in to do some running. This is a fun way to enjoy the fresh air and to spend some time before school with your friends, tennis lessons and guitar. There are also inter-school sports competitions such as athletic sports, elite athletic sports, a swimming carnival, and cross-country competitions. Now we are going to play a song.
Yeah.
As part of our Chinese studies, we have a sister school in China. Students and teachers do an exchange visit between Australia and China each year. Each year, students stay with a host family and come to Australia to experience life in Australia. During their visit, we have a special welcome assembly at school. Go to see the Australian animals at the Hillsview Sanctuary, and they come to school to see what Australia school lessons are like.
We have a special Chinese garden at our school where there is a special friendship tree that was planted during a sister school visit. In our school grounds, we have a chicken coop called Cluckingham Palace. Two people look after the chickens every playtime by filling up their water, collecting their eggs and giving them some food.
We have three playgrounds at Bimbidine. We have a prep playground for the founders, the year one and two playground, and then we have the 3, 4, 5, 6 playground. There are also other things to do if you don't want to play on the playground. You can play down ball, basketball, tennis, soccer, or even just sit and talk with your friends.
Just recently, our school upgrade finished. We have all new buildings, including this office, staff room, and foundation area. This includes 1 year 2 classroom, another new building which has 4 1-2 classrooms, and a specialist area. This includes our music room, art room, and Chinese room. The canteen is also in this new building. Our year 3 to 3-4 area has 3 nice new portables. We now also have a very nice new play area. It is a great looking school, and now we are going to play a song.
Five has been a wonderful year. We have had so many different experiences being in the senior school. One of the main events this year in Year 5-6 circus productions. We have a production every second year. We all get to choose a circus skill to learn. This year our choices were from Diablo, ribbons, stilts, unicycle, poi, balancing poles, spinning plates, hoops, rollerballer, and devil sticks. You can also do gymnastics, singing, and acting. Our circus is called Under the Big Top. My skills are poi and balancing poles. What are yours, Sophie and Adams?
Mine are Diablo and ribbons.
Mine are juggling and ribbons. The Year 5 students also get to visit one of the local kinders, Bimbidine Preschool. We walked down to the kinder in a group of about 9 students with our teacher. Some Year 5s who went to Bimbidine Kinder are able to go see the teachers they had when they were 5 years old in kinder. We are able to teach the kinder children how to use some circus equipment. It will be great to see some of the children from the kinder at our school next year in foundation. We are looking forward to being year sixes and having foundation students as our buddies.
We have been on a few excursions this year. We have visited our local high schools for transition days, the IMAX and Melbourne Museum, and Sovereign Hill. Sovereign Hill is in Ballarat, and it was a fantastic day. We left school about 9 a.m. and arrived back about around 7. We were allowed to explore the gold mining town from the 1850s in small groups of friends. We could bring money so that we could buy souvenirs such as old-fashioned lollies and walking sticks and other delicious food. There was also a horse and cart. We could play bowling and do some gold panning while we were there. We had to meet up with the class and our teacher to see the blacksmith smelt gold to make a gold bar, go for a tour in the Red Hill Mine, and a lesson in the education centre, where we were gold panning mining game. There were lots of people dressed up in old-fashioned clothes around the streets, such as bakers, teachers, police officers, and miners, and many more.
In Year 5, we have an iPad program. We can bring our own iPads or use the school ones. There are lots of apps where you can use during class time. One is A+ Spelling Test, where you can type in your spelling word, record your voice saying it, and then it plays the word to you so you can practice it. It helps us learn our words in different ways. Now we're going to play a song.
Running. must you be running? Ooh, you keep me coming for ya.
At Christmas time, we have our annual Christmas family fun night at school. It usually runs from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. We come to school with our families to have a fun night with our friends. Most people bring picnic rugs and chairs and sit on the oval to chat together. As there is a DJ, lots of kids love having a dance with their friends. There is a sausage sizzle where you can buy sausages and hamburgers. We can also buy other food and drinks. It's always fun to buy raffle tickets and hope your name gets called out to win the wonderful prizes. Each year, Level performs a Christmas song. We hope to see Santa again this year.
Every year in November, we have a spring fair. It's run during the day at school, and it's for the children by the children, which means that the kids do a lot of the organising. The Year 6 students design, organise and run the games. There are also stalls which sell food such as hot dogs, ice cream, chocolates and cakes and drinks. Other stalls where you can find a bargain are the Trash and Treasure and books. We can buy show bags and mystery jars that are made by the kids too.
I always like buying drinks and eating food, hanging out with my friends. What do you enjoy, Adam?
My favourite is buying show bags and buying Trash and Treasure.
We have an annual poetry competition for the year 1 to 6 students. You choose a poem from a selection and have about 2 to 3 weeks to learn it. You recite it to the class and the kids vote for the 2 finalists to go into the next round against the winners from other classes. Then one of our assistant principals or principal chooses one student as the overall winner. From our class, Hadassah and Jess were the winners.
We would like to tell you some jokes. Here's mine. I won a gold trophy, but it looked like it was made out of metal.
That was good one, Julie, and here is mine. Why did the one-hand man cross the road to get to the second-hand store?
That was funny. Adam, here's mine. I have speed bump phobia, but I'm slowly getting over it.
For our integrated studies topic this term, we have been learning about science. We have looked at many different animals and their adaptations to their environment.
Last year, we held our first ever color run. Students could make online fundraising accounts to raise money for our school. Then we did a color run around our school. We dressed in white or black and parents and teachers sprayed us with colored cornstarch as we run past. We ended up very colorful. It was a great afternoon. We are doing another color run this term on Friday the 6th of September. We can't wait. We want to raise money for air conditioners in the new building and shade sails over our playground. Here is our last song.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming back. We can steal it. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the waterfall. When I lost it, yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it. Didn't understand you were waiting as I dove into the waterfall. So say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo. Can you feel? Miles away, miles away, miles away.
Well, I'm just a boy with a broken toy, all lost and poor. So it's here I stand as a broken man, but I found my friend. Now I'm falling down, crashing sound, and you come around. And you rush to me, and it sets us free, so I fall to my knees. So say that you're on the road.
Listening to us. We hope you have enjoyed the show. A special shout out to the best class ever, 5SB at Bimbidine Heights Primary School.
And would anyone like to say hello to someone at home that might be listening or at school?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go first, Adam. Sorry.
How's the building going? Hope you're having a good day.
What about you, Sophie?
Hi, Adri.
And Julian, do you have anyone to thank or say hello to at school or at home?
Not really, but hello everyone.
Very good. And thank you to Bimbidine Heights Primary School